This is the Global Podcast Network, where executives and professionals connect, share, and inspire. Stay tuned for the conversations that drive success.
Welcome back to the show. We are joined once again by Jade Indigo. Excited she's joining us. She's the owner of Tarot by Nature and Soul Impressions, based out of beautiful Ottawa, Ontario, and Canada. She's joining us again today live. And for the new timers out there, let me start off by having the lady of the hour here. Tell us a little bit about who she is and what she does. Hi.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
You are so welcome. Thanks for being here. Tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do to start.
Absolutely. So my name is Jade. I'm the owner of Tarot by Nature and Soul Impressions. I offer a few different things. Primarily, I offer trauma and spirituality coaching. I also offer tarot readings, mediumship, and energy healing as well.
Perfect. And I know you've always had a close connection with spirit, right? Do you give us a little bit of that background, if you don't mind?
Sure. Spirit is always with us, right? We have our, you can call them angels, you can call them guides, you know, you can call them whatever you like, but they are always with us. We often don't know that they're there. That doesn't change anything. They're still there. I've just had a close connection since I was a child. I was able to see them. I am clairaudient, clairvoyant, and claircognizant. So I was able to see them as a young child. And so I always knew they were there, and they provided me with a lot of comfort.
Well, thank you for being here. And you're joining us to help so many people in many different ways, especially to really help yourself to heal from trauma and so much more. So let's get started and talk about some of the services that you, or what you want to speak about, I should say. Go ahead.
Well, I thought maybe, should we talk about spirituality?
Sure, absolutely.
Because I think a lot of people just don't even understand what that means. We hear this word, right? What is it? Spirituality is really the search for meaning and purpose in our life through a connection with something greater than ourselves. So that can be nature, it can be art, it can be a higher power. But, you know, you can experience spirituality in different ways. You can experience it through things like organized religion with others, or you can experience it more privately through practices like meditation, reflection, or just spending time in nature. Essentially, it involves a sense of peace, wholeness, and just interconnectedness. Mm-hmm. You know, for many people, it's a personal journey that just evolves over time based on our experiences as we go through life. We have, you know, there are different aspects to it, and I'll talk about that, and I'll also talk about you know, sort of the difference between spirituality and religion, because I think also that sometimes is confusing for people. There, like I said, spirituality involves feeling a sense of connection to something that's bigger than ourselves. So, for example, like as if we were a puzzle piece in a larger puzzle. Like I said, that could be nature, humanity itself, or a divine being. It involves seeking a deeper meaning in life that extends beyond our day-to-day concerns, like, you know, I have to get an oil change, or I want to go buy a bigger TV. It's deeply internal and subjective. It could be sacred, or it could just leave you feeling, you know, deeply alive. It's deeply personal. So for everyone, it looks different. And it, at the end of the day, and the whole purpose is to contribute to a sense of peace and balance by integrating all aspects of ourselves. So the physical, the emotional, the social, and the spiritual aspects of our lives. Does that make sense?
It sure does. Oh, spirituality. Okay. Never really thought about it. But no, you're right. Okay. Because, you know, some people may say, well, what is spirituality? Everyone has a different, you know, opinion or meaning of it. But for me, I feel like being spiritual and is just connecting with a higher sense, a higher power, something that I believe in. I don't really understand it fully, you know? And, you know, when I think spirit, I think about lost loved ones and all that, like my mom and people that I've lost. And I feel like they are here in spirit, meaning that there is more to this little world, this little 24/7, right? Every day where we're on the go, hustle and bustle. There's so much more to life than beating the clock and going to work and raising a family. There's something just really big. And that's how I describe it.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, it doesn't have to be some divine being out there. It could just be your higher self, right? Your higher consciousness as well. But, you know, I think if you compare people who are spiritual in some way versus people who are completely agnostic and don't believe in that there's anything other than this life, I think the people that believe in something bigger than themselves are actually happier overall.
Yeah. Well, thanks. All right. Sorry to interrupt. Go ahead. Yeah.
No, go ahead.
No. I was just going to ask you about, you know, well, part of, you know, what you do in helping people connect with their spirituality. And, you know, you also do life coaching, you do mediumship. So there's, I didn't know where you want to go next.
Yeah, so when I'm meeting with someone, and so it depends on really what their particular issues and needs are. But one of the big questions that comes up is, yes, are you a spiritual person? What does that mean for you? And what practices do you do to help you there? A lot of people that come to me don't have any spiritual practices, so I help them to figure that out. So that could be things like prayer, meditation, or just quiet reflection. It could be spending time in nature. It could be exercising on the treadmill or making music, connecting with loved ones in our community. And it's, you know, it's interesting because I think we all know that we need to do these things, but we get so busy in our day-to-day lives that we don't make time for those things, right? We always say, oh, I'll have time later. Mm-hmm. And so part of the coaching is accountability, right? So now you're accountable to me, you're accountable to a coach. And, you know, the next week or whenever I'm meeting with you next, that will be the first question I ask you is, what did you do to be mindful? What did you do to be here and now? And how has that reflected in your life? Did it make a difference for you?
Interesting. Yeah. Yeah.
Makes sense.
I'm thinking about it. I hope you all are too. Yeah, for sure.
We have, you know, things like I said, mindfulness, which, you know, so things like mindfulness, for example, is also part of modern psychology as well to manage stress and anxiety. So there's a direct overlap there. When people are more spiritual in some way, as I said earlier, they tend to have better mental health outcomes. Now, I do want to say, of course, that coaching is not it's not a replacement for mental health therapy. So if we're in a really, really dark place, the coaching can definitely help, but I will often refer people to a mental health therapist. So in terms of how that differs from religion, so religion often involves a structured belief system, right? Okay. With specific rituals, specific practices, and also a community of followers. So that's great and amazing for a lot of people. It provides them with a lot of, you know, a lot of inner peace. But spirituality, you can be a spiritual person without having any religious affiliation. It's just, it's really a broader term that just encompasses the personal search for meaning and connection, right?
Mm-hmm. Which we all want, I believe. I hope,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. So in terms of Carl, I mentioned Carl Jung in our last.
And for those that may not know, remind us who Carl Jung is.
So he was a psychologist, and he spoke a lot about and has written many books about how spirituality is integral to psychological growth. Mm-hmm. So they're integrated, right? So psychology basically could provide a framework for understanding and working with the spiritual experiences. And that can be a source of growth and integration for us. Jung just, for example, specifically believed that spiritual experiences were actually a natural part of the psyche's drive towards being an individual. Hmm. So there is a tie, right, between the spirituality, you know, which a lot of people think of as woo-woo.
Some, not all, but yes.
Not all, luckily, and it's getting better, I think, by the day. More people are awakening, it's more people are becoming spiritual and understanding that there is something bigger than themselves in the world.
Yeah, I do.
Have you heard about spiritual awakening? Do you know what that is? Or
I mean, I heard of it, and I can only guess what I think it is. You're right, isn't it? Is it because when you become open to spirituality, in a sense? But you probably know better.
That's the beginning.
Okay,
that is definitely the beginning.
Teach us.
I call it the death of the ego, which for a lot of people, that's their identity. Identity is tied to
what they do for their living.
Into their expertise. And
I hate that. You know, hi, how are you? Oh, I'm a lawyer. Oh, I never understood that. When people say, hi, how are you? Nice to meet you. What do you do? And the first thing I'm like, I'm just me. I'm a mom. I got two kids. But you could tell right away. And I spent my whole life, you know, very, you know, career driven, meet a lot of people, and they really define themselves by this career and their education. Mm-hmm. And to me, it's like, no, it's here. You don't have to go to college. You don't have to impress me. You don't have to have a big fancy job. It's just, what's your inner core like? That's what I want to know. And that's what makes, I try to teach my children this now. You know, it's great to be successful, but you got to kind of be successful, but like quietly. Like, you don't have to brag and boast, because that makes you less likable, less relatable, less spiritual, I'd say, to be honest, yes. Jade.
Yeah. No, exactly. And you know, I experienced that myself. I had a different career, and I got very sick, and I couldn't, you know, I had a very, you know, I was very successful, big job, you know, managed lots of people, all the things. And then I got very sick, and I wasn't able to do that anymore, and I had to stop. And I went through the toughest time, because that was my identity, was work.
Yeah.
Was who I was in my career. And then when that was taken away, I felt lost. Right. I had to, and you know, ultimately it was a good thing, right? It gave me the time and the space to figure out who I was outside of work. So I call it the death of the ego. It's really, it's just a profound personal mm-hmm. transformation. So it shifts your entire worldview, your whole sense of self, and you begin to embody something higher. You begin to find out what are your actual core values. What do you believe? It creates a big upheaval in your life. Not gonna lie.
Yeah.
Often it begins with things like losing a job, losing a partner, losing your friends, major health crises, that kind of thing. What happens during a spiritual awakening is that we start having a deeper awareness or understanding of who we really are. Really, that's it. And how do we do that? We do that by, we start questioning everything. What are all the old beliefs that, you know, we've just accepted over our lifetime because that's just how things were? What is our life purpose? And we start questioning also just reality itself, right? So it can be very unsettling. It can be confusing, and it can be really emotionally overwhelming, especially when our old beliefs are being challenged. That's a big thing for us, right? We like to know, you know, especially in this world where we all have to struggle to be the best, right? Always be the best, always do better. And when we're told that, or we find out that something that we believed was absolutely true is no longer true, mm-hmm. or it's different than what we believed, it kind of makes us feel like, well, what else? What else am I wrong about, right? Do I actually know anything? We start to also experience physical symptoms as well. So we might have a lot of fatigue. We might have a lot of headaches. We might have trouble sleeping. At the end of it, hopefully, we pass all of those things. And there's no, by the way, there is no timeline, right? There's no timeline for this. So it might take 6 months for someone to have a full spiritual awakening, or it might take years, because a big part of spiritual awakening as well is to deal with all of our internal emotions that we have not let ourselves experience, right? And trauma, to take this back to where I help, trauma, when we experience trauma, we, especially if we were children, we either aren't allowed to express ourselves, or we just refuse to, right? We don't want to deal with those hard emotions. When you're going through a spiritual awakening, and you know your higher self is forcing you to face those things, you really have to surrender, and you really have to make your way through all of those emotions so that you could heal them and get to the other side. Does that all kind of make sense?
Mm-hmm. Sure does. I like
it. Yeah. So we have different phases, right? So the first one, you know, is often called the call. So that's just where we realize just something is not right in our life. Something has to change. The next one, I don't know if you've heard of the dark night of the soul.
No.
So that's, by the way, I don't know why they call it the dark night of the soul, because it can be the dark 10 years of the soul, right? Like I said before, there's no timeline. But essentially that is where you face your deepest and, most profound, you know, traumas, and that's where you experience the greatest suffering. That's where you do the most work. So I help people through that. Then we come to a transformational stage. So where we begin to integrate our new truths and our new understandings of ourselves, and the cosmos in general. Then we become a hermit. Maybe not, you know, not literally, but just in terms of being in a space in our lives where we are comfortable being by ourselves and we spend a lot of time reflecting, you know, a lot of time introspection into our lives and our vision for what we want for our life. And then finally, we have materialization, right? So this is where we take concrete action that, you know, reflects our new truths, right? So we begin to actually develop plans for our life that reflect our inner truth, right? Okay. That reflect mm-hmm. our values, our core values that we've developed and refined through this whole process. Hmm. Yeah. So those are, it's difficult. I don't know if have you gone through any of those, and you can go back and forth between any of those levels throughout your life as well.
I think we all have, right? Ladies and gentlemen, listen up. It's true. Absolutely. Yeah. But all I know is I want to end it like this, like you and I having a good conversation, smiling, feeling good, feeling happy. I feel like everyone's entitled to live that way and have that and deserve that. And some people don't know how to do that. And it's not about what you have or what you do. It's about how you feel. And I just wish, and I know you help a lot of people with that too. And I like, you know, positive conversation and just making a difference in people's lives by just being me. I just love people and I love energy and I love you. You have great energy, by the way, Jade. And
thank you.
I just want people to feel that they're loved and they could, you know, soar and excel too in anything they want, right? And I feel that's how you are. That's part of what you do with your clients.
Yep. No, for sure. And it's to get to that point, you know, not to reiterate again, but just to get to a point where we're like that, where we have a high vibration. You have to unfortunately dig down deep and go to process all of the hurts and the old emotions that you have within you. So that you can just move forward, because we all carry baggage, right?
Yeah.
And you can only carry so much. So if you're carrying all of this heavy, heavy, heavy baggage all the time, it's really hard to be a positive person, right? Yeah. Because that's all you can see is all this baggage that you're carrying. Is that right? Like, I don't know. That's kind of how I see things. And just improving our mental health is a huge. You know, what's really interesting is that I think lately there's much more, there used to be mental health used to be a taboo subject, right? Not that long ago, right? If you had to go on stress leave for work, that was pretty much the end of your career in a lot of cases. Because, you can't hack it. Right. You can't, your stress isn't, that mental health wasn't really regarded as health. But more and more, mental health and physical health is being regarded as really tied together. Right. If we don't deal with our mental health, our bodies are actually going to make us deal with it by developing a physical symptom. You know, we get to the headaches, we get to the migraines, we get to, you know, sleeplessness and other things like that. So really walking people through all of these steps is really crucial. I really enjoy it. I just really enjoy helping people
clearly
deal with those things.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Jay. Well, we have to wrap it up. We have two more minutes left. So how did you kind of want to sum up today's show and, you know, the work that you can do to help people, you know? Thank you.
Thank you. It's been a ride, but it is absolutely fantastic. So if, again, I just want to reiterate that coaching is not a substitute for mental health treatment, but it can definitely help, and it can help move things along a lot quicker as well.
Aww. How can we contact you?
My website is www.tarotbynature.com, and my email address is admin@tarotbynature.com.
Perfect. Thanks so much for being here, for joining us. And do you want to leave us off with any quotes or anything? Or any words of wisdom, advice, anything? Set us up for positivity.
The only thing I would say, yeah, and I'm sorry, I don't remember. I think it was Winston Churchill, but I could be wrong, who said, you know, stopping is the only failure, right? Taking a pause, that's still success. But if you stop growing, stop doing your life's purpose, that's really the failure.
Perfect. Thank you so much for being here and joining us, and looking forward to the next time we connect. Thanks so much, Jade Indigo. Pleasure having you. And to all of our listeners, of course, stay tuned. We'll have more Tarot by Nature next time, and we'll be back after this quick break. Thanks again.
Take care.
This is the Global Podcast Network, where executives and professionals connect, share, and inspire. Stay tuned for the conversations that drive success.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give a little talking to man, mano a mano.
Hey, Steve, it's now a good time?
No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org, a public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.